Today's episode is brought to you by Bedside Bats, the only baseball bat manufacturer making bats not for playing baseball. The fine folks at Bedside Bats make bats meant to be kept alongside your bed so that you can smash any intruder into pulp. Thanks to Bedside Bats, you no longer have to worry about bats that are too top-heavy or long. These bats are designed for smashing skulls. Use offer code CRACKYOURHEAD for a free mini bat, perfect for your pets to do some smashing, with every purchase. Bedside Bats, sleep easy, because you're going to be safe forever. Let's start the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Meet My Friends the Friends, the best Friends recap podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. We got a really good one for you today, so let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Let's go to it. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends recap podcast that people can't get enough of. We're back. We've been away for a while. It's here again. Meet My Friends, the Friends is here again. And again, the love that we've been receiving, the outpouring, just melts my heart. And it just helps.
And mine. Thank you all.
It's Pat.
I can say it. I feel rejuvenated. I'm just appreciating. That's all. And that's my 2 seconds, and I'm done.
This episode's called The One with the Triplets, a.k.a. The 100th. It's episode 3 of season 5, and this is the 100th episode of Friends. And
sorry. That was more of a note for me to add that sound later.
Okay.
It should be a celebratory thing. All right, I'll shut up.
Written by Marta Kaufman and David Crane, the two creators, two of the creators of Friends. Directed by Kevin S. Bright, one of the other creators of Friends. And this aired on October 8th, 1998. Yeah, this is a big one. This is a biggie in the Friends oeuvre. And Pat, I just want to say, I just have a little bit of business to take care of with you before I can go forward.
Okay.
You borrowed my laptop last night in an attempt to fix.
Yeah, and I did find a couple of the files, some better than the others, and you'll be happy to know I got the theme going again, which is, I think, a big win. And
I already had the theme going. That was not.
Yeah, but that, you had a theme going. This is, I think if you listen back, it's a lot cleaner. So,
well, I didn't notice that. So I guess I'll take your word for it on that one.
Yeah, it's HD.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was a thing for, but whatever. Oh, I want to just do the show. The gang arrives at the hospital, and it's not the gang that makes it sound like it's Always Sunny. It's not that gang. This is the Friends arrive at the hospital for Phoebe's labor. Joey makes a video documentary of the occasion until he is beset with pain. What he thinks are just sympathy pains initially turn out to be kidney stones. Phoebe's doctor is obsessed with Fonzie, and Ross tries to find a more satisfactory doctor to make her happy so that Phoebe can calm down before giving birth. She doesn't accept any of the alternatives and goes with the Fonzie-loving doctor. Rachel tries to set Monica and herself up with two male nurses, which causes problems between Monica and Chandler because Chandler is defining their relationship as they're just goofing around. But he's kind of doing it as a protective measure. Joey can make everything sound dirt. Oh, that okay. Phoebe wants to keep one of the babies and manipulates Rachel into asking for her. And then instead of two boys and a girl, Phoebe gives birth to two girls and a boy. And Joey passes three kidney stones. And this episode, this is one of the, while it might not be my favorite episode, it's an important episode. It's an important episode of Friends because we see,
for many reasons,
I'm going to say those reasons now. The evolution of the Chandler-Monica relationship, it gets more serious at this point. Phoebe gives birth. Ross and Rachel, their thing is still going on. Everybody is in flux on this episode, and everybody's growing on this episode. It's an important one. Is it the funniest one? Not the funniest one. Extremely funny. Not the funniest one. An important one? Absolutely.
And not only for those reasons, but we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the birthing of the gift bestowed upon the listeners is that when you reach 100 episodes in television, everybody knows this equals syndication. You get to you reach the climax of syndication. And
Pat, what's that, your ankle thing again? Because I want to talk to you about this laptop.
You
borrowed my laptop.
It was this. It's in the next room, and I got it off.
It's in the next room. Okay, but let me just say,
because I was going to dispose of it afterwards.
Okay, I don't know why you brought it here, though. Why did you bring it?
I don't know. I thought it was off and dismantled, so I thought maybe I could scrap metal some of the parts. I don't know.
Well, I just want to say I was somewhat concerned about a few things with you before, and then after looking at the open windows on my laptop after you borrowed it, the concern has grown. You have open tabs about jurisdiction and being crossing state lines. You literally have something open from the parole, like a parole office in El Paso.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
And I'm not sure what you're going. It's like, I don't know what you've been dealing with.
You don't. And they say, write what you know. And you caught me red-handed because I am working on a screenplay about the last few years of my life. And since you invited me to LA, I am happily taking my dreams and ambition to pen and paper, or I guess in your case, the final draft on your laptop, which I will need to borrow again tonight if it's cool with you.
Well, I want to get to the bottom of some of this stuff, so
yeah,
we need.
Look, I'm sorry about the. Listen, I also I went. It's off my ankle. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're gonna all
okay. Good
get
luck.
This part out, but I went to someone. Thanks to your laptop, I found in Santa Clarita. I want to say
yeah. Santa Clarita.
And so I met someone, he only goes by Bosch, mm-hmm. and he got it off. So it's in the next room. I thought it was off completely. It's not, but mm-hmm. it's going to be sold for parts in about an hour. If you can wait 1 hour. I know we couldn't wait because we had studio time, so we're going to record.
Yeah.
And then this won't happen. The beeping won't happen
again. Pat, I got to do the ad here.
You got to do the ad. Okay. And I'm ready when
today's
you are. And sorry.
Go ahead. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet. You gotta fix that. It's driving me nuts.
I'm just gonna throw it in the street. All right, just hang on a second. Let's throw it in the street. It's gone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bedside Bats, the only baseball bat manufacturer making bats not for playing baseball. The fine folks at Bedside Bats make bats meant to keep you safe, to be kept alongside your bed so that you can smash any intruder into pulp. Conventional bats are designed for hitting baseballs, which is stupid and goes against nature. Who wants to hit a baseball? Not sure what that means. Thanks to Bedside Bats, you no longer have to worry about bats that are too top-heavy or long. These bats are designed for smashing skulls, not hitting touchdowns. See, that's... Use offer code CRACKYOURHEAD, and it's Y-E-R, head, not Y-O-U-R. crack your head for a free mini bat, which is perfect for your pets to do some smashing of their own with every purchase. Bedside bats, sleep easy because you're going to be safe forever. Okay. Yeah. So this episode, I mean, look, this tech stuff, you can't, I asked you to come here for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, I needed that parts money.
Okay.
I like literally like I was gonna try to
look. I don't want to pry.
Yeah, I needed that money. Okay. I was gonna use to sell that thing. So well, now it's you're now gonna, it's across a highway.
Well, I'll tell you this. Oh yeah, that's the. Well, you shouldn't have brought it in the building.
No, I shouldn't have, but Bosch said I could get at least like $80-$85 for it.
Okay, well, look, I'll pay scrap you. Metal. I'll pay you to do this. If you can get the audio back up,
right.
So I can have the bumpers, I'll pay you for that.
Wait! I have one of the bumpers. Gosh, which one is it? It's your voice. It's not Jason. I know. I do listen. That was something that was on your list, right? No Jason anymore. Mm-hmm. So, why don't we? I'll cue that one up.
Is this like a? Is like I would love to do a friend's fun fact.
I think that's it. Well, here it is.
It's the line of the episode. Bronk.
I'm sorry. It's line of the episode.
No, that's what, me. And I don't.
Let's
have
take one. It clean. Let's take it clean. You say let's do. Let's. We're going to.
I don't
segue
have
into
one.
It, and then I'm going to hit play.
Go ahead.
No. I just segue into it, and then I'll hit play.
And this is a friend's fun fact. This is Pat. Stop. Please hit whatever is going on.
Too long.
Too everything. It was too inaccurate. Too long. Too pointless.
Well, obviously we're gonna incorrect. Trim it. We'll obviously trim it, but
Pat,
I'm going to
just fix the sounds, okay?
Okay. What you said, I was going to overlay it, so it would say.
Cool. Well, you go. And the other thing is, I listened to last week's episode. The stuff you said that was going to get removed did not get removed or tightened up at all.
Okay, that's on me. I think I uploaded the wrong version. That's okay.
The friend's fun fact is
another fun friend's fact.
Okay, that's closer than we've been.
You see, we have some of these.
The name of one of Phoebe's doctors is Dr. Oberman. In the one with the free porn, Phoebe has a female doctor also named Dr. Oberman. In the one with the sonogram at the end, Carol's doctor is also named Dr. Oberman. The three are portrayed by different actors, and the one in this episode is the only male of the three. Friends fun fact. Rank the friends. Don't even try. You tried. Told you not to try.
I actually didn't touch anything that time. So that's... That might be the cord on your laptop. Just try
it's to not,
pull
I
it
have
out
not
and pull it in.
Touched my laptop.
All right, well, I have, and I'm sorry.
Rank the friends. Phoebe. She went from last to first. The huge jump. Phoebe. Ross. Monica. Joey. Rachel.
You know who could fix this?
Who?
I could make one call. There's okay. One person you know.
Last time I spoke to him,
we were cool.
Pat, just make the call.
All right, I'm making a call on this fancy system.
Hi, go for Jason.
Jason Gore, do you recognize this voice?
Pat, what did I say about calling?
Sucks.
You said only do it. I don't remember what you said.
I said stop.
Right.
I said stop calling me, Pat. You call. I get calls from jail. I'm in the middle of a taping of Dumbmore right now. Do you know who's in the other room that I gotta go talk to? Steve Martin.
Oh, wow.
Steve Martin, the jerk.
The jerk.
What do you need?
I'm here with you know who. We're back.
I don't know.
T-O-M.
Where are you?
Tom Sharpling. We're here. We're back.
You're with Tom?
We're doing a show. We're doing not just a show. We're doing Meet My Friends, the Friends. And we hit a little snag, and wait, I'm wondering where the audio files are, and I thought maybe you'd remember. I know it's ancient history, but we're back. And now, Tom, say hi. Look who we got.
Wait, he
called
you?
I don't want to be a part of this, Pat.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, he's going to help us out, so why the hell not? We're back, everybody. Three Amigos. Mention that. Bring in Steve Martin. Tell him I just met
him. Steve Martin. I really got to get in there, but I hear a ton of static, guys.
Yeah, that's why we're
F5.
F5? All right, hang on a second. There we go.
It's gone.
Thanks, buddy.
Can I go now?
Well,
I can't believe he called you. I can't believe you called him, Tom.
Did we have the bumpers like in another Dropbox or something?
I am not talking to Jason, but I'm going to just say, I called nobody. Whoever wants to hear that can understand. I called nobody.
No, it's real good, Tom. It's good. Over the past 2 years, I haven't heard a single thing from you, but then you call Pat.
Well,
when you bring the show back,
I've heard too much from you and everyone on that.
You can say it.
Stupid podcast.
Number one podcast.
Yeah, congratulations. Wonder where you got some of the stuff I hear on that show, but neither here nor there.
What do you mean by that?
Thanks. God bless you. I wish you nothing but the most success. You deserve everything you get.
Thank you. Hey, do you guys have Steve Martin on today?
We don't. We'd love to, though.
I'll see if he wants to go. Slum at what, 15 minutes away? How long it takes to get over to you guys right now?
One of us here has congratulated you multiple times and thanked you and begged you and asked you for things, but also
Pat, I can't even believe you're in California.
I know, man. I know, and I need
legally. I can't believe you're in California.
Yeah, I need you to be cool about that one because this guy doesn't know. So why don't you just help me out by not
whatever,
not,
man.
Let's not go there. But how are you? We love you, man.
This isn't the time for catch up, okay? You guys can catch up later. I want to just do the show and ask him. Okay.
Yeah, F1 again or?
No, it's F5. It's F5, Pat.
Okay, but is it command first or just F5?
No, just F5.
All right, because this keyboard. It does. All right. I'm literally hitting it over and over. Jason, I'm hitting
ranking
it over
the friends,
and over.
Phoebe, did I rank him already? I don't even know if I ranked him already. Phoebe's the best. This episode gets a 8.8.
Okay,
I don't have any lines of the show because I. Okay, everybody.
I can come over. I'll come over as soon as I'm done with Steve Martin.
Don't come over. Please come over.
For the love of God, come over.
For the love of Christ, do not come over.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'll see you guys in 15.
Thank you. Love you, dude. Bye.
So he's actually going to skip a Steve Martin interview?
No, he has two other hosts.
To fix equipment? No, but they're leaving. He says he's going to be here in 15 minutes.
Yeah, he has
I got
two
a
other
wrap
hosts.
Out. I don't want to see him. I'm wrapping out. Everyone.
Okay, how about this? I'll stay and I'll talk to him and I'll get all the sounds.
You
back
do that.
And
then, you do that. If you want to get paid, you'll do that.
I will. Okay? Look, he only answers when I call, when they're taping calls. That's the only way he'll answer. So I did us a favor.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to me, my friends. Friends, we'll be back with another episode very soon. And, well, there it is. And there it goes. As soon as I mentioned it, it went away. I don't care. Goodbye. And it comes back as soon as I...
Because I'm working on it, and we're close.
Everyone, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.